First of all, we should introduce ourselves because we didn't do that last time.
Yes, we should. Okay. Hello, we are the Video Horror Squad podcast, and as always is Vera and
Joe.
So, hello listeners. I don't know what episode we're on because we're skipping around like fuck, but we were drunk off our asses. We just watched, what the fuck did we just watch? Blood Sucking Freaks.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, watching any fucking 70s movie while doing a drinking game where you take a drink when you see Bush is a suicide mission. Just jot that the fuck down. Thanks, Joe!
I didn't think it would be that much.
There was so much Bush.
There was so much Bush.
Jesus Christ. So yeah, we just got finished watching Joe Bob's Last Drive-In streaming of that with Jericho. It was apologizing for my lisp. I'm very drunk and have two left tongues, so it's probably worse than normal. Christ! So where do we begin? I don't even know what happened with this movie. I literally have no fucking idea. It starts out with I guess there's an audience in sort of an art show, I guess is what it was.
Yeah.
And it's like continue, it's sorry.
Like some, no, it's okay. It's like some super seedy art show, like underground pretentious art show where they're like they have a girl on stage and they're like torturing her.
As you do.
And it's presented as like they don't think it's real. They get it's like shock theater.
Yeah.
But then we find out like, oh no, this is real.
It's very real.
It's very real.
I don't know how the dude can just okay, so have like an audience and there's a critic in it, guy. A critic in it, I guess. And even after they like cut off a girl's hand, he's like, I'm not gonna let anybody watch the show. And I'm like, okay, that's valid. That is a valid response to this stupid fucking show.
He is my also, favorite character.
Nobody is perturbed by the fact that they just cut off a chick's hand.
No. Well,
there's a lot of underselling in this movie.
Oh, that's. Like, yeah.
Like there's no real okay. We're wrestling fans. For those who aren't in the lingo, selling is pretty much acting like you're hurt.
Yeah.
So when we say underselling, it means that she's getting her hand cut off and there's no reaction at all.
They straight up no sell it.
There's no reaction.
No. Well, she reacts to her hand getting cut. She doesn't react to her eyeball getting ripped out of her head.
Yes! Oh my fucking god. Yes, that!
Yeah.
And I guess I can understand if you're, like, in a fucked up space because your hand just got cut off, but also if your eyeball just gets ripped out, I feel like you might feel that. But that's just me. And then I pretty much have no idea what happened for the past 2 hours that we were watching that.
I'm gonna try to unpack this. Okay, so.
So we have little person Bob Ross.
Ralphus. His name's Ralphus. He
do
looks
wanna,
like.
Do you want to speak on the Jericho reference there?
Yeah, because like as soon as I heard that name, I'm like, I lost it because I'm like, holy shit, is this where he got it from? And then he confirms it later. Yes, but when he was in WCW, he had a bodyguard. Quotation marks. It was a joke, but like this bodyguard was this really big, out of shape guy that was like a truck driver in reality. That he's like, hey, you want to come do this with me? And it was hilarious. He'd come down to the ring with him, and it was like a piss take on like Goldberg and all that.
Yeah.
The guy's name was Ralphus, and I was like, this is where he got the fucking name. And lo and behold, he got Ralphus from this movie.
God.
So in this movie, Ralphus is this little person, can't act for shit.
Dressed like a fucking minion.
He is dressed like he's dressed like Wario. He's got like this yellow sweater and like blue overalls, and it's just
what was was with the 1970s and fucking turtleneck sweaters?
I don't know.
Fucking Billy Lentz bullshit. Continue.
So he's kind of like the main henchman. Like he's the guy that's running the show. His name's Sardu. And he's like this pretentious, artsy-fartsy theater dude. I guess that's what you'd call him. That's what he presents himself as. But he just like likes to torture women. And has like this white slavery ring. And he just and he just lets he lets Tiny Bob Ross do whatever the fuck he wants. Sardu runs the show. Ralphus is his right hand man. And the whole plot of this movie, what little there is, has to do with how much he hates this critic that doesn't like him.
That's the entire plot.
Yeah,
they kidnap the dude. I actually don't remember how they even kidnap him, if that was shown.
Oh, you don't remember? Fucking dildo, remember?
Oh! Yeah.
He's just in an art gallery. Okay, and he goes up to talk to this lady in the trench coat who's one of Sardu's minions. There's no setup to this either. It's just like this critic insults him. And then he's like, you know, we're going to fucking kidnap him. I'm going to show him.
Yeah, this fucking critic is like, I am not even going to write a thing about your stupid show because I don't want my readers to see it even out of curiosity.
Which is valid.
It's just valid. That's understandable because it's trash.
It is. It's like not even good shock theater. It's just he's...
It's stupid. Yeah. It's not even fun. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you see is this fucker at the art museum, and there's this chick in... Was she wearing a hat, or did she just have
fluffy hair? She had a hat and a trench coat. She was in disguise.
She opened it up like a flasher.
Yeah.
And you see her tits, and you see her bush, and then you see this dildo hanging off over above the bush. And then he's, like, shocked, as one would be, and then I don't know what happens after that.
I think Ralphus knocked him out or something. I don't remember how. I was distracted by the rubber dick.
I was just focused. I was like, there's a layering issue here.
Yeah. So they kidnap him.
They feed him some people, I guess.
Because Sardu has this whole dungeon full of feral women that he tortures and keeps naked because...
Yeah.
Reasons.
I don't think any of them signed a waiver for this.
No. Yeah. He keeps him chained up and he's like feeding him... meat from like people, the girls he's killed, and he makes it a point to tell Ralphus that he's not to be harmed yet, that they're just kind of like starving him and keeping him fed, or not even starving him, because there's like a part later where they like force feed him because he won't eat, but they don't want him harmed, they're just keeping him captive. But the entire time they're doing this, he's still fucking insulting this guy. So he's 100% my favorite character. He does nothing but insult Sardu the entire time. He sticks to his guns.
He's so fantastic.
So then the second half of the plot is they want to kidnap this, I guess, prestigious ballet dancer. I guess she was.
I have no fucking idea. But yeah.
There's not much plot in this. This is threadbare. It is 90% just shock footage, which is
exploitation. It is literally like 70s torture porn before torture porn really became a genre.
It's like 90% exploitation, which it's a 70s exploitation was like the genre. It's cheap and easy to make and it made money. I get that. Yeah. But this is like really bad exploitation.
Okay. So we took a shot for every bush we saw, and we took a shot for that mistake. And we took a shot for everyone. Okay, we didn't take a shot. We took a drink. I was drinking mead. I was drinking whiskey.
I had whiskey. I ran out, and then I found moonshine. I had stashed away.
Fucking moonshine. and then. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with Joe Bob's The Last Drive-In format, he kind of does this thing where he's like, and back to the movie. And then he goes off on another tangent and you don't get back to the movie. And I was like, let's do a shot for every time he does that. Needless to say, I can't see straight because he does that a lot. It is a miracle I got down to my basement without falling down the fucking stairs.
I'm glad you didn't break your neck.
Well, the night is still young.
Please be careful.
Don't tell me what to fucking do. Hello. So yeah, I'm out of it. Joe's out of it. I don't know what happened with this fucking movie.
Nothing happens, though. Nothing happens
except
like,
torture.
Yeah.
There's nipple electrocution, which I thought would be funny to take a shot to, because that's one thing that Joe Bob, like, points out in his list of stuff.
His drive-in totals, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, it's not... It's not, like, fun to watch. It's like this girl just, like, has her nipples hooked up to, they hook her up to, like, some electrical thing with one of those kind of hilarious sci-fi looking doodads that shows the electrical current or whatever.
Like a Tesla coil type thing.
Yes, that's what it's called. And she's just making, like, sex noises. All of them make sex noises when they're being tortured.
Yeah.
It was like...
This is borderline porn.
Really is. It's torture porn, but like it the jack off kind.
Because there's so much moaning. There's full frontal.
So much full frontal. That's why we're drunk. Like, my mom was like 5 feet away from me when the movie started for like the first half hour. And I was like, oh God, I have to turn my fucking volume off because she's going to think I'm looking at porn.
And this is like a minor cult classic. Because I've heard of it before. Yeah, I've heard of it before, and I've seen parts of it, like in clips and shit on TV.
Why, though? There's nothing fucking happens.
It's bad exploitation.
It really is. And I guess this is a American movie, right?
Yeah, I think the lead, they said Sardou was... I think he's a British actor, I think he said.
Makes sense. I honestly did not know his name until you said it.
I didn't cotton on to it until like 20 minutes to the end. I don't know why. I think Jericho said it. I'm like, oh, sorry, dude. Okay.
And then.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't know. I was just gonna say the end is the only part I can remember because it's so recent, where they just have like a cage full of really horny cannibals, I guess. Yeah. That's the only way I can describe them.
Yeah, they show up a couple times throughout the movie. We see them pretty early, and they're always... They're like feral. And like at one point, they feed him the evil doctor. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Oh God, the fucking doctor!
Yeah, there's an evil doctor. At one point, they bring in.
He kind of feels like Norman Bates in a way because he's like 30 and he constantly is talking about his mom because he lives with his mom.
See, I missed that part.
Then at the same time, fuck, what was he doing? He was trying to... He had this chick, like,
He's ripping her teeth out.
Yeah, he was fucking ripping her teeth out so she could give him a blowjob or something.
Wait, really? Is that what happened?
I think that's what he was doing. It doesn't, like, directly show that, but I think he says something to the point of that she can't bite anymore, so that's what I got from it.
Oh, okay, because I missed the first part of it. I ran to get another drink.
Yeah, because I think they cut to... They don't show it, but they cut to looking at little person Bob Ross, who's, like, watching it with Sardou or whatever. And then I guess there's maybe sex noises, or maybe they're tortured noises, who knows? And then the next moment, he's, like, singing opera and shaving her head, which I'm not sure if that's, like, a barber joke or if that is a direct reference to the Bugs Bunny cartoon. I don't know what... Actually, I'm gonna fucking look that up, what year that Bugs Bunny cartoon came out where he's like doing Elmer Fudd's hair, but I imagine it's probably the 60s. I'm gonna Google this real quick.
Well, they did Joe Bob brought that up in the in-between segments. They said he did that on the spot, like that wasn't in the script, he just started doing that. Which I like that. That was like one of the... That was like a little...
Yeah.
Yeah, like the
kid... It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
What got me is that I'm pretty sure that's like the exact song that they use in the Looney Tunes bit, so I just thought that was funny.
I can't remember. They said the name of a tune. I can't remember what it was. I think they said it was from Carmen, but I can't remember.
Something Italian, I think. I don't know. I don't know shit. But yeah, so he does that and drill in the girl's head. She is very fucking dead, and that is the only fucking part in the movie where you get a freak doing any sort of blood sucking. I guess he blows, I totally missed this part, but I guess he blows, like, chocolate milk bubbles, like, you know, when people do that, and he did that with their brains, and I totally missed that part.
Yeah, he did. I do want to point out, though, on the basis of the name, it wasn't released as Bloodsucking Freaks. It was called something, it's Sardu's Torture something, I don't know. It's something that actually fit with the...
I'm going to Google this so we have correct things.
Lloyd Kaufman obtained the rights, Lloyd Kaufman of Troma. And he re-released it as Bloodsucking Freaks to try to make some money off of it.
Sardu, Master of the Screaming Virgins.
That was it.
It was retitled as The Incredible Torture Show during its original theatrical run. I found it very interesting that it was a Troma distribution, because mostly because the only Troma movies that I have seen were Toxic Avenger and the fucking high school
class
one.
Of Nukem High, yeah.
Yeah, and there's such a different tone difference, but I guess it's because this is a Troma movie that was obtained rather than one that was actually made within Troma, because Troma's fucking goofy.
Yeah, they do that. Well, even to this day, they still do that. They'll obtain, like, you know, movie rights to cult and obscure movies and re-release them. But you can always tell the difference because Troma, like, actual produced always have that same exact feel to them. Like,
right? It's so fucking goofy, and there's just and they're set in Tromaville, so
I completely lost where we were at. There's no plot, so it's like us jumping around is fine.
I think there was like a detective
Son of Sam.
Oh my god, okay, so I'm gonna look up the fucking actor for this, because Joe was like, this guy looks like the Son of Sam, and I was like, he looks really fucking familiar. He looked like, oh my god, who was he saying that he looked like? This fucking Simpsons guy.
John Lovitz is the actor, but you're thinking of the critic. I can't remember his name. Yeah.
Like, just Google John Lovitz Simpsons, and you will find the character who he looks like.
A little bit. Danny DeVito is the Penguin too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I just saying?
But yeah, anyways, the ballet girl, she gets kidnapped, and she has a boyfriend. And
she's
he's
the
like,
same one who is like slapping a dude to death or whatever.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah.
That's what the whole plot is moving towards. But I'll talk about that later. But she has a boyfriend. She goes missing and he's like worried. So he calls this detective who is this really sleazy, corrupt guy. Cause he's like, yeah, I'll find her if you give me like $10,000 or some shit like that. Which he's like, okay. Instead of just going like, no, let me talk to someone else or something. So he's like, he comes off rightfully as like a bad guy. He's like, yeah, I'll find your girlfriend for $10,000. I'll do my job for $10,000.
As you do.
And then he's
you're
like,
you're good at something, never do it.
Yeah. And then at first he doesn't take it serious at all. Cause like he calls him a little later. He's like, you got any news? And he makes up some shit. He's like, oh, she ran away with some guy. And he's like, no, that doesn't check out at all. And he's like, yeah, I'll do my job. So then like shit happens. Like in between all this is just torture. It's nothing but torture in between all this. There's just them like treating the girls badly.
Terrible. Like they're in lingerie and hung up, their hands and stuff. Also, a quick note. I am looking at the Wikipedia page for Bloodsucking Freaks right now. And there is a new tab that says Legacy. And all it says is, Bob Briggs opened his second season of The Last Drive-In on Shudder with Chopping Mall and Bloodsucking Freaks. Mind you, this happened like maybe less than an hour ago that it ended. So it's really funny that that's on Wikipedia right now. So I think I was trying to look up the actor who played the detective, and I have no fucking idea what his name was.
Oh, I can't remember.
Like the characters, they only list like a couple of characters. It's like Ardu, Tasha Natalie, Tom Maverick, Sergeant Tucci, Creasy Silo, Doctor, Alphys, and White Slaver. So I have no fucking idea what this character's name was.
Fucking Creasy Silo.
Creasy
Silo. I think Sergeant Tucci was the cop.
John Tukey, yes. Yeah. Okay, okay.
What the fuck was Creasy Silo?
I don't! Alan Delay is the actor. Let me see who the f-
Oh, Creasy's the movie critic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Okay, Dan Fauci is Sergeant Tukey.
You might yeah, not, you probably have to go on IMDb to look him up. If yeah. you've been in anything else, this was a low budget.
He looks surprised. Just like a fucking Simpsons
guy. Yeah.
I was like, or Son of Sam.
He does.
Holy shit.
It's like David Berkowitz.
He does! Well, that's so unfortunate!
It is. This was like in the 70s when this was going really? On, too.
That kind of reminds me, I knew a kid in high school who I found out, like, after high school looks a spitting image of Dahmer. Like, I don't really have yearbooks, but if I did, it would look like fucking Dahmer if he was in high school.
Oh, jeez.
I can't believe I didn't realize it during high school, because I would have taken the piss out of that kid. He's kind of an asshole, too, so I don't feel bad about it.
Okay. Someone should check his fridge.
Honestly. I have stories. Not of the cannibalistic variety, because I mean, the things that I own. He was a jackass. So, anyway, back to the blood-sucking freaks, where there's only one freak who does blood-sucking.
Yes, there's only one blood-sucking freak. And then he is quickly dispatched by the feral woman, because for whatever reason, Sardu's like, yeah, we gotta get rid of him. Don't know why.
I mean, to be fair, if you were employing a weirdo like that, I would definitely try to get rid of him, too.
That's true, but then he has fucking Ralphus, who's weirder than all of them.
That's true. But also, he has small legs, so you think you would catch up to him easily.
I want to point out, too, how they kidnapped the ballet dancer. It was Ralphus hid in her locker and then popped out and hit her on the head comically with, like, a bat or something.
As you do.
It was. That's another thing. I know we're all over the place. I just don't care. I don't care right now because this movie's garbage. But its tone's all over the place. Like, at parts, it's like serious. And at parts, it tries to be funny. But usually, what's funny, what they're trying to pass off as funny, is just really fucking uncomfortable. Like the part with like the darts, or like when they're playing, when they're playing backgammon, and it's just like, them like they're like playing with girls' fingers, like they're cutting off girls' fingers every time, and it's meant to be funny, and it's just like
okay, but the fucking darts. Okay, yeah. So they have a lady couch, and they're playing darts on her ass.
Yes, she got a bullseye and everything painted on it.
I have a bull, like there is like it cuts to her ass, and there is a dart in between the cheeks, and I'm like, oh snap.
Bullseye.
Then it like goes to the to another view that's facing her, and they have their side, and he's picking out the darts, and you see her reacting, and it's very obviously fake that's like she's selling it.
Yeah.
But it's so silly and stupid and and it's like bleh.
Yeah. It's that's
it's
this
fucking
whole movie.
Darts on an ass, you wouldn't even be able to really get anything, because like if the asshole is the bullseye, then you're not able to get it because her cheeks are not spread. So it just seems like a bad game of darts to me. But that's just me.
Well, this whole thing comes off as like fucking fetish porn, the movie.
It really is. This is torture porn, but literally. You know, we say torture porn when we think of like the Saw movies and Hostel, which is more like, ow, I'm actually being hurt, but this is like, ow, I'm actually being hurt, but like in a sexual way, because the girls don't react in a, ow, I'm being hurt way. It's like, like they're just moaning, and it's like, what the fuck? It's awkward.
It's so awkward. This whole movie is awkward. It's I said it when we were watching it, but it's like that kind of 70s exploitation where it's just really plotting and goes nowhere, and it's like you could tell it's like an amateur filmmaker, and maybe it's not their first film, but it's one of their first, and they don't really know what they're doing, because the '70s was this time where everybody was like getting into filmmaking and like indie films were big. And like you had like the gold standard, which is like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like for horror exploitation. Yeah. And then like everything else that came after that is like Bloodsucking Freaks, where it's just like, if you film enough tits and bush and blood, that's all you need. And it is not.
I was just checking up on Twitter, and Darcy the Male Girl has a screenshot of the ending where they're... Okay, so the ending. Let's talk about this fucking ending.
The dick dogs.
Dick dogs! Okay, so we previously mentioned the feral people inside of the cage. I think it's mostly women. I don't remember if there's men or not. It's all women.
It's all women. Well, hang on. Before we get to that, I want to like just go over real quick how we get to this point, because I keep going off on a tangent. But so the plot is they get the ballet girl, and then like he's basically trying to break her to make her do this ballet. And like his grand scheme is to get her to do this ballet where she kicks the critic to death on stage in front of people. That's the entire plot.
She was kicking? I thought she was just slapping him.
No, she was kicking the fuck out of him.
Okay, so I don't know if I'm just drunk as shit and not paying attention, but that did not convey well to me.
No, she was straight up like fucking punting him in the face with her ballet shoes. She might have been slapping him at one point, but like she was kicking him to death.
Okay, that makes sense, because I was probably mostly focusing on her hands. So I was like, why aren't they touching?
She takes off her top first. That's important to the plot.
Oh, yeah, her tits are out.
Yeah.
I think Joe Bob's count for the breasts in this was 76.
I did not count.
Joe wanted to have us have a drink every time there was an individual breast. And I was like, dude, do you want me to fucking die?
I settled on the bush. And that was a mistake.
We settled for bush, and that was a huge mistake. Taking a shot every time there was a fucking... fake out Joe Bob thing. Yeah. I'm here, but I'm not. Welcome to Drunk Horror Movies with Vera and Joe.
So that's happening, and the entire time her boyfriend's in the audience, who's kind of like cotton on to like this is something weird's going on here. And the detective tried to extort Sardou, but then has like a change of heart. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to help this guy and get his girlfriend back or whatever. So that leads to them in the back. They get Sardou, which leads to they have him tied up, and they have fucking Ralph is tied up, which is my favorite part when the boyfriend picks Ralph up and just fucking chucks him. Which is how they captured him. So they have them tied up. The cop goes and he finds the feral woman, and then continue.
Yeah, and then they just, I guess, feed him to him. He's in the gate, I think, and they're like, om nom nom nom.
No, that was the doctor. Ralphus feeds the doctor to him. The cop finds the feral woman, and he's like, I'm going to let you guys out, even though you're like feral and naked and like groping at me. And as soon as he does that, they eat him.
Grab his dick or something?
One of them grabs his dick, and he's like, no, you can play with that later. This is our hero. this is our hero, basically. So then he lets them out. They pull him in. They fucking eat him. They, like, get out, and they're running free. And then, like, the boyfriend's like, oh, we gotta get the fuck out of here. And the girlfriend's still kind of, like, brainwashed, so she just smacks him on the head with a hammer and kills him.
As you do,
which then leads us to dick dogs.
Dick dogs. My favorite summer treat.
It's good for any season. So the ending is the girls naked, moaning like porn stars, which according to Joe Bob, they all were, I guess. They were actual adult film stars.
Yeah, I guess a few of them did the porns.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. So they're like fucking dancing around naked, having a good old time. Ralphus is dead. Sardou's dead, and then like their lady helper is dead. Just the one, even though we've seen like three or four of them throughout the entire movie, like the lady helpers in like lingerie, which I assume they were just brainwashed too, but they killed her regardless. So they're dead, but we didn't see any of that, which is a fucking ripoff, because you watch this entire movie of them doing horrible shit, you don't even get the payoff of them dying.
You just kind of see their
They're severed heads.
Embodied heads, yeah.
One of the girls is dancing around with what I thought at first was a sandwich, because you just see it for a second.
Oh, sweet and
yeah.
Child.
But then it ends.
It's a penis!
It is a penis. She has a dick in a hot dog bun. I'm assuming it's Sardou's. Could be Ralphus, because according to Joe Bob, he's fucking hung. Ralphus was a porn star.
Are we going to have to review his porn now, Joe? Are we going to have to find it and review his porn?
Well, we got the one he was in called the Anal Dwarf.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to do that.
I'm going to Google it.
70s movies in general are gross looking. I don't want to watch 70s porn. Are you actually Googling it?
I am Googling it. And that...
I'm going to continue then while you scar yourself.
I was just going to say, that reminds me of the oddity shop we used to have in St. Paul. Maybe it was in Minneapolis. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this oddity shop was just full of, like, 70s porn, and I mostly remember it because it was just full of fucking Bush.
That's what this movie is.
Yes.
It's like 80% Bush. It's pubes everywhere. God, could you imagine that set?
Oh, I can tell you. It's on Pornhub. This looks like it's 70s, so I'm going to say this might be it.
If anyone wants to check it out, there you go.
Check out the Anal Dwarf on Pornhub.com.
You want to see Ralphus's hog? Fucking go for it.
This still that I have is not of Ralphus's hog, so I'm just going to back out of that right now and go back to Twitter.
So yeah, the ending is one of the girls biting into a makeshift hot dog sandwich that is a penis. The end.
The end, literally, it says literally, the end.
Yeah. This movie sucked.
Yep. I think that lettuce? I think there was lettuce in it,
it
too.
Looked like a submarine sandwich.
Where the fuck did they get lettuce?
Fuck, fine. It's dumb. This movie's dumb. I was getting miserable by the end of it.
Yeah, and I do enjoy Last Drive-In, but Joe Bob really made it longer.
He did. I was going to say, it felt like it was 3 hours long.
I feel like we started this movie at like 10 or 9. It is almost 2 a.m. where I am now. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? We were supposed to be watching Veronica after this, but now we are definitely too fucking knackered to watch fucking Veronica right now.
We should have did Chopping Mall, but we came in like an hour into it.
Yeah,
that was the more khakis. Fun. Yeah, everyone was dressed like a fucking Sears catalog from the 80s.
Exact same. White button-down shirt with fucking khakis. Who wears khakis?
Just watch Chopping Mall instead. It's more fun. It's dumb, but it's like
Exterminate,
dumb fun.
But American.
Yeah, it basically is. There's no chopping in it either. It's just a cool name.
Right, they have laser beams.
They do. But Chopping Mall is a cool name.
It is. It's fantastic.
Did you ever see the poster for it? Because the poster's pretty badass too. It's like this robot hand, which isn't in the movie, but it's like this gnarly looking robot hand, and it's holding like a gift bag like you get from a shopping mall. But like fantastic. It's ripped, and you can see like body parts in it like are stolen out. It's like fucking metal shit.
That's great.
Yeah. But yeah, Bloodsucking Freaks. I can kind of like see it as like a curiosity. I can't really recommend it, though, to anyone.
No, I'd say you're not missing anything not watching it. It's a sexploitation movie. It's torture porn before that became a genre, but, like, if you're actually interested in jacking off to that, that's what it is.
I don't know, man. If you get off on this one, you got issues.
There are people.
I know. Scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
This was not a good
time. It's kind of boring, actually.
It was.
And like, torture-wise and also in porn-wise, it's kind of boring.
It fails as a porn, and it fails as a horror movie, and it fails as a comedy.
Oh my, was it supposed to be a comedy?
At parts, it tried to be, I think. Wikipedia listed it as a horror comedy. Like, again, then you have, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which is just listed as straight horror, but that has funny parts in it, too.
Texas Chainsaw was fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
The original 1974 Texas Chainsaw, when I first watched it, I was busting up laughing. My mom was like looking at me when I was watching it, and she thought I was she was terrified when that movie came out because she knew a guy who was like the hitchhiker. And that is honestly, I could go on about Chainsaw. That is why Texas Chainsaw Massacre is one of the best horror movies ever made, in my opinion, because the characters, okay, that's another podcast entirely. The characters are very, they're very grounded, I feel. So.
Yeah, no, they feel real. Or here, they're just the guy playing Sardu is pretty good, as acting wise. It's just the part sucks.
Yeah, yeah. He kind of felt a little Vincent Price-y in a way.
Yeah, he felt too good for
that. Maybe it was because of the mustache. I don't know. Mustache, or maybe he had like a goatee thing going on.
I think they said he was a theater actor too. He's like classically trained.
Yeah, that might be why.
And it shows because he's like the best actor in this movie.
He really is.
The part is the writing's just terrible in it.
It really is.
Like I said, as a curiosity, maybe, but I can't really recommend seeking it out.
Yeah, it's honestly a better usage for your time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going through my Twitter, and all the posts are reblogged by Darcy the Mail Girl, and there's this picture of the fucking detective who looks like the fucking critic from The Simpsons / Son of Sam, and it is an uncanny resemblance. Please Google this, or
you should post it and tag her.
I really should.
No, you should do it.
Okay, god damn it. Okay, I'm doing it.
I don't want to steal your thunder because you're the one that noticed the Simpsons connection there.
Okay, I'll probably do it then. Yeah. That is Blood-Sucking Freaks, which had exactly one blood-sucking freak in it. I'm really disappointed it wasn't about like sexy vampires or something.
Like a Hammer movie?
Yeah.
Just watch a Hammer movie instead. Just always have sexy vampires. Like Vampire Circus. And that also has a little person in it who's also a vampire. So just watch Vampire Circus.
We have to. Okay. it is done.
All right. I think that's about all I can think of to say about this movie.
Yeah, I have nothing to add. Sucked. It's garbage. Not the fun kind of garbage that sucks. It's like the kind of garbage that feel like
the end.
Time out.
Yeah.
Where every scene was the exact same as the one before it.
Like the gore's not even good either.
It's really, it's not. I don't even really remember any gore aside from when they cut off the girl's hand and like took out her eyeball and then he ate it. There was like nothing there. And the fact that she completely no-selled the eye ripping out was like totally lame.
Yeah, it wasn't just her. It was like 90% of the girls. They just like no-sold them.
Yeah. I'm just going to casually cut off your limb. You know?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I guess. Whatever. I promise when we next time we'll watch something we actually like.
Are we though?
No, probably not.
No.
We'll watch something more entertaining though, probably. Hopefully. Knock on wood.
And tune in for next week for when we review Erotica.